Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here. Chase is here. Luke's here. I'm having very big troubles with my headphones.
How'd you get that twirled around your head?
I don't know. There's a lot of cordage going on here. Pointless sports opinions. We're talking some NBA today. Feels weird to talk about anything but football, but we're going to power through it real quick.
We'll see what happens.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PSO Sports 1 and Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify, and everything else. What?
Just pointing at the camera. Oh. You said YouTube.
Yeah, that's them. we don't really get the YouTube views.
Yeah, all four of you.
Go watch the Chicago video. A lot of people watch that one.
It's because I that one did paid did out good. The ass for it.
The YouTube video, yeah. What?
PWO's been on Spike. Yeah, PWO's gotten more views than this podcast has.
I imagine.
You know why?
Because you push it.
I'm in charge of it.
Because you guys push it.
This is my show.
You push it, man.
Well, that's gonna be my final thought. Wait for that.
Oh boy. Talk about the match. All right. We'll talk about some NBA. Not a lot happened.
No.
Kyrie had some more to say. Big win against the Raptors. He took over the game at the end of the game. I don't remember how many points he had, but he had a fantastic
significant
game.
Significant amount.
Took it over. He was screaming at the crowd.
That was pretty cool.
It was a great game.
Great moment.
Then, of course, he had more to say. Why does this dude keep talking, man?
Because it's Kyrie.
He said he called LeBron and said, I'm sorry about how I used to be. I'm sorry I wanted everything at one point. And, like, I guess it's fine because, like, he's acknowledging that he was immature. But at the same time, he's like, all these immature idiots I deal with now.
Like,
I don't know. It's just weird. They won four in a row. Kyrie's been playing insane. They're still 5.5 back from first place. Who do they play? Some cupcake tonight. I forgot who, but or tomorrow. But why does he keep talking, man? Why does he feel the need to keep doing this?
This is Kyrie. This is what you kind of knew what you were getting into. Whenever
he
the
didn't
guy
talk to the media like this,
but the guy that you're picking up is the same guy that just asked for a trade from a championship caliber team. Because he wanted to be the leader.
Yeah.
You know, so he's going to have a little baggage to him. So there's been some struggle. Struggle brings out the worst in everybody. You know, when the podcast does bad, me and you fight all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, struggles brings out the worst in people.
I think,
so.
I think when we aren't fighting, that's when the podcast does bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you dumbass.
I think that's how it goes. But I don't know. It's just weird. Like, he doesn't have to feed the media like this. Why is he? It's literally like getting to be every game now. It's just getting strange.
Maybe it's also slow part of an NBA season, and you know they fish for headlines.
Yeah, football's in full swing right now.
Jeez, we had great games the other day. So I mean, NBA's fishing for headlines.
I was struggling to find stuff to talk about, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's finally taking a step up too. He's just going nuts now. And I think they need him to do that. They need the leadership of a beast like him, because when they do struggle, that's their safety net. That's their floor.
When that dude's hot too, I mean, damn.
I mean, he's unstoppable when he's cold. Like, he can have 10 points, put up 15 in a row in the fourth quarter. It's just like nobody knows what happens. And I don't know. I still think he's underrated. Like, he literally does whatever he wants. And he's not like.
Should try to make a move before the All-Star break?
I think Terry Rozier is still on the table. I don't know what.
Would you try to get a pick, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know what they could do. I was thinking about this. I was drumming this up in my brain. But then if they trade Terry Rozier for not a point guard, they don't really have a backup point guard unless they want to start playing Wanamaker.
Wanamaker? He's okay.
Terry Rozier is like leaps and bounds better than him. I don't know. It's just weird because, like, we talk about them trading Terry, but, like, thinking about the team without Terry Rozier, it's just kind of weird. Marcus Smart would have to handle the ball more. I don't know. It wouldn't be bad, but I was thinking if they could trade the Magic need a point guard, they could somehow finesse their way into Nick Vucevic.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
It's like a kind of like a Greg Monroe thing that they did last season.
He's having a great year. I think he might be an all-star lock. I think he might make the team. But I don't know. They could pull that off. They got enough in their war chest.
Horford moving the power forward?
Maybe not. Maybe bench put him? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think he'd be happy to play for somebody that wins.
Playing defense in the paint though, and the Celtics aren't doing that. He seems like he's the only guy playing defense.
Horford?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
Is Vucevic going to come in and fill that role as a leader?
Playing center?
Yeah.
I mean, well, why does he have to do that?
Well, Horford's just he's a leader on the team. So if you're going to bench
Horford. I'm not
trading.
What are you saying? No, I'm not benching Horford.
Oh, I thought
when did
that's
I
what
say
you
that?
Just said.
I said
you're going
to
move
Vucevic.
Oh, move him to power forward.
No, move him to the bench, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's fine.
No, you're not benching Al Horford.
That's what I thought. Yeah. No. That's why I was like, are you shitting
and
me?
No way. Okay. No.
Lack of sleep, I can't.
Not
you're
benching.
Talking, I don't even hear words coming out
of
your mouth.
Not benching, not so average Al. That's not happening. But, I don't know. I don't think they're going to do that, but I think that'd be fun.
That would be cool.
Just imagine, like, Nick Vucevic taking up the Daniel Tice / Robert Williams minutes.
That would be insane.
That's a lot of production.
Yeah.
But that's just one more guy that might need the ball. Maybe they don't need that. I don't know. But they could use the big man. But I don't know. Smart got ejected a couple days ago after going at DeAndre Bembry. Did you see that?
I did not.
He was going nuts on him. I just put that in here because it was funny. He got called for a tech, and then he got ejected, and then he started going nuts. It was one of those classic situations.
You got to wait till you get kicked out before you can start talking.
Right.
Because then at that point, who cares?
Yeah, they
it's
can't really
fine
do anything
at that
anyway.
Point.
Yeah, it's just how much they're going to fine you.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball out 4 to 6 weeks.
We saw that live, didn't we, Luke? Yeah. Good old Lonzo popping his ankle out.
You saw it live?
Yeah, we were chilling in a hot tub when it was 14 degrees outside.
Oh, man. We watching it outside?
I mean, you can see through that.
Oh.
You've been there. Yeah, you can see through the
window.
Yeah,
that's not a great time to be in a hot tub.
No, dude. Not, have you ever had your body be 105 degrees and your hair be frozen?
I've jumped from a hot tub into a pool before, and it doesn't feel good.
It's not the same thing.
I'm just saying, it feels like needles.
Like, literally, we had icicles in our hair. Like,
that's,
I'm not
see,
I'm
that's
not
dumb.
Screwing
Why
you.
Are you doing that?
Because it was big dog, what I say, big dog weather for the big dog. Okay. Now I got a cold.
But yeah, he rolled his ankle. And then Rondo's already hurt and LeBron's hurt. So suddenly the Lakers have no point guard.
And they already weren't playing good.
Yeah, and they're 5-9 without LeBron. The Lake Show is
what's
not
his name?
Right
Nick,
now.
Nick made the freaking Lakers or Lonzo out to be doing really good this year. He's averaging like 10 points a game.
Well, yeah, he's not.
Five assists, 4 rebounds.
He's not a big stat guy. He's going to play defense. He's gonna hustle.
Yeah.
I like Lonzo. I think he's having a good year.
I think
year.
He's a good player.
He tends not to show up sometimes, and I don't know what that's about.
Now he can.
I think he'll bounce out of that. But he had some good games before he got out. He made like 5 threes a couple days ago. So, let's do All-Star last.
Okay.
All right. Dennis Smith Jr. is returning to the Mavs after he missed 5 games. He was choosing not to travel to the team. I think he's returning, but then I've been hearing other shit. So, I don't know.
I haven't seen him on any of the box scores.
He has not played yet.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to spin it so they can trade him. I'd be shocked if they don't trade him.
I feel like you have to at this point.
Because he doesn't want to play there.
Well, as soon as they drafted Luka, I thought they were going to trade him.
Well,
I guess you could have ran the two guard thing, but Dennis needs the ball in his hand.
Well, Luka, like, I guess.
Why don't you just, and they don't need, these
if
five
Dennis
games.
Dennis Smith Jr. could just come off the bench, but he doesn't want to do that. No. He still thinks he's a star, so.
Well, you don't need him. Just toss him to freaking Phoenix for a pick.
They could use a guard. The Mavs aren't exactly an embarrassment of riches right now. Yeah, they're paying true. Wesley Matthews buku bucks, and Harrison Barnes is taking mid-range jumpers, and I don't know. They're not very well set up, and they got DeAndre Jordan just completely mailing it in.
Yeah,
so,
God.
I don't know. He's just cashing checks. So, I don't know. Like, they could use almost anything. It's just Luka has just been insane. He had a triple-double, and they lost the other day. So, I don't know. I don't know what move they make. I guess they're going to try to get a pick.
Yeah.
If they can get somebody young for DSJ, I think they'll go for it. I don't know who. Like I said, I can't even think
of anything. No.
Like the Suns, I don't know who they'd give back. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Mavs benefit from, unless they get a pick from trading Dennis Smith Jr. But I do not think he's going to play any more games for them.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's already said he doesn't want to be there. But now they're trying to spin it. And apparently, the big thing was he's not getting along with Rick Carlisle, which doesn't really surprise me.
That's a death sentence right there. Yeah. Ask Rondo. You don't get along with Carlisle, you're getting the boot.
Yeah. And Rick's you're not going to have another Rondo situation where he just quits in the middle of a playoff game. God, how disgusting is that?
And he went to the Kings.
That is so, like, I don't know. They're like, I don't like hate a lot of people, but like that makes me not respect you very much.
Luke, you remember the All-Star game when we were kids in baseball? Yeah. Remember? I started pitching. Guess what I did get?
You quit?
I quit in the game.
Why'd you quit?
Because freaking Zach Sanchez was the catcher, and he missed a ball, went between his legs. It wasn't his fault. I threw it in the dirt. The dude swung and missed, so it was a drop third strike. And Zach went to get the ball, and the ball got stuck in the back. And, like, the kid got all the way to third or something. And, like, I already gave it up, like, two runs or something like that. It wasn't Zach's fault. You know, I threw a good pitch, and I thought, you know.
The ball got stuck. The dump should have done something.
Exactly. He should have just at least got second or something. But, no, guess what I did? I grabbed my glove, and I threw that mofo as hard as I could right at the ground.
God, you've always had rage issues.
I got pulled.
What is wrong with you?
I got pulled in the All-Star game. I'm throwing a fit.
You got pulled?
Pulled.
So you didn't quit.
I was walking out anyways. What was it? They did the ball change thing, and I didn't even look at the coach. I'm sorry, Coach Steve. I was a piece of shit when I was a kid. But, yeah, I quit on the team.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Rondo.
Oh, yeah. Joel Embiid. And I played against the Thunder. That was not a very good headline. The Sixers played the Thunder. The Thunder, Paul George hit a game winner. It was a really good game.
Paul George is underrated this year.
Yeah, I want to talk about him in a second. Embiid need Westbrook in the head. Did you see that play?
I did not. I saw the him yelling at him after.
And
Embiid
caught him in the head. Westbrook is not happy, and he likes to hold grudges. These guys have a history also. They've had some incidents in the past.
Two divas.
Do you like rivalries like this?
I mean, yeah, rivalries are good for basketball.
It makes it fun.
It is, because nowadays everybody's freaking friends. Everybody's hanging out on banana boats in the off season. I'm sick and tired. Yeah, I don't want to see you guys rubbing lotion on each other.
And on Team USA and everything.
But yeah, back in the day, everybody hated each other, and it was cool. And, you know, I mean, they don't have to hate each other, but, I mean, these guys seem like they physically don't like each other.
Embiid starts so much shit, though. Yeah. He was yelling
That's
at,
the kind of guy he is.
He was yelling at Harden yesterday.
After he swatted the piss out of him?
He like got in his face. I was like, oh my God, how did the ref let him do that? But yeah I don't know. I'm definitely pro rivalry.
And then they give Fareed a tech on his first dunk.
For slapping the backboard.
That was awesome. That's what I do too.
He's so athletic, man. I hope he can become relevant again because he's a shock factor.
Remember
he's exciting.
What was it like Nene? Nene was good. Couple years ago for the Rockets, he was really good when he got put in the starting role. Yeah, I think
he's starting again.
I feel like Fareed could do that.
Fareed's not a center, though.
He's a power forward center.
He's like 6'7".
You could put him at the center.
I know,
if you're running a small ball lineup.
He's short. He's like real short.
Did you see as soon as he got the ball at the three-point line, everybody ran in the paint.
Yeah.
It's
He's
sad.
Not going to shoot it.
It's like me whenever I get the ball. Nobody's expecting a three.
But, yeah, he made his debut on MLK Day with the Rockets. I hope he can become relevant again. Mm-hmm. They need him to. They need the depth because everybody's hurt there, including Capella. And that's – ooh, they got some work to do there, even though Harden's on a mad tear. Oh, but Paul George. So I want to do it this week, but I forgot to remind you. I want to do all-star ballots next week.
Okay.
So we have to do that. We have to make the full teams.
All right.
Which is, you know what that is? It's
five players.
Four guards.
Start.
Four guards.
You know what? You can just give me
guards,
the sheet and I'll fill it out.
Four guards, six forwards, and then two wild cards for each team.
Is Name That Scrub one of those players going to be on there?
No. Okay, they shouldn't be on there. But I think he should be starting in the All-Star game, Paul George.
Oh,
he should probably get MVP votes, and he might be first-team All-NBA.
He went from averaging 21 a game last year. He's averaging like 27.
Yeah, 27.
And like not, it's not like...
And he's probably going to win Defensive Player of the
it's
Year.
It's not empty Russell Westbrook freaking 40 a game stats. It's Russell 27 of the most valuable points you can get.
Russell Westbrook's lucky to have him this year. Let's just say that, because he has been amazing.
Like, think about if he would have went to L.A.
Yeah, he should have.
He took the money and ran.
He should have. They would have paid him, though. They would have paid him a lot.
Yeah.
They would have given him. They
couldn't give him as much as OKC
did. He wanted to stay, man. He likes
Why?
Russ. He likes him.
Who? Who likes Russ?
Paul George does.
He's one of the few.
Apparently. They're pretty good, though. I like their team. They're not going to win a title,
but
they're
pretty good. What are they, top three, top four in the West?
Something. But, so, yeah.
They're top something.
They're pretty good.
top 12.
What was that?
My chair?
Oh, your chair made a crickle noise.
My knees.
Did you see Carmelo Anthony got traded?
I did. And Bulls Nation
went
nuts for a little bit.
To the Bulls.
And
they're going
to
release him.
Yeah, he got the Kutsky.
It makes sense. Or actually, they're not going to even release him until after the trade deadline, probably. They might try to trade him, just like the Rockets did, but nobody's going to happen. That's not going to happen. I don't even know why the Bulls did this.
The Rockets literally said, we'll give you money and Melo. And the Bulls were like, sure.
Yeah, the Bulls had no reason to do this. I mean, well, what? Like, I don't know. It's just like they did him a solid. The Bulls are so bad.
So bad.
Why are they? Just make the Rockets cut him. Like, just why? They're a good team, and
you're
just
nice.
Took that contract.
Being
that's just
nice,
so
man.
Stupid. That's so dumb.
They're like, hey, we're not going to spend this
why
money
are they
on
in the business
else?
Of helping other teams?
You know, if I was them, I would have kept him.
Kept Melo?
Yeah.
He wouldn't play for you.
I'd start his ass.
He wouldn't play.
Why?
He wasn't playing for the Rockets.
Oh, yeah. That's stupid, though. I'd make him start.
You can't make him do shit.
Melo,
unless you go to his house
start.
And drag his ass, and dress him, and then put him in the starting
but, hey,
lineup.
You're literally going to take 100 shots a game.
On
go
the worst
there.
Team in the league.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to be for that.
You can pad some stats. You
he's,
shoot 29%.
He left the Rockets.
You shoot 29%. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't think he's interested.
No.
But you know who is?
The Lakers.
The Lakers are interested. They don't want to waive a guaranteed player. But if a roster spot opens up, then they'll be open.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Now, what does that mean?
That means
what does that mean?
It's bullshit.
If they miraculously get a 16th spot, they're going to be like, oh, Melo!
We just got a spot that
opened
up.
Yeah, what
for
does that
you.
Mean? Like, If they want him, they could get him. Nobody else is going to fight for Melo. Yeah. And Melo, I don't even know what he's looking for. Like, what is he looking for? Does he want to play for a contender?
Who's more
valuable
right
now? Is
it Melo or Stevenson? That's a tough question now, ain't it?
That's disgusting.
That's sad. That's where we're at right now. I thought about
honestly,
that the other day.
No point guards? Give me Lance.
I know. Like, that's what I was thinking the other day. I was like, man, I'm like, I'd take Melo if I was a team, if I was a Laker. I was like, wait a second. Him or Lance? And I'm like,
he could
the
eat
fact
some
that
minutes.
I'm even comparing those two, that's sad.
He could eat some minutes, though. Not saying he would play a lot, but he would definitely play on the Lakers, and LeBron would love that. And, you know, yeah. We like making LeBron happy in L.A. or anywhere
LeBron. You know what
LeBron
happens
is.
Whenever you make LeBron happy, but they lose, he leaves anyways.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but.
They did everything they did for the Cavs.
He's left like five places, which is how it works now.
Sign Tristan Thompson to the max. Yeah. Pick up my boy JR. He knows what time's left on the clock and everything.
Oh, what did he say this weekend? He said that's how you grow or something like that. Yeah, he said that about Kyrie. He was like, that's how you grow. I was like, whoa, when's the last time you played? Are you growing? You're like, I don't even want to play for the Cavs anymore. But, yeah, Melo. Making its way in the news, running up and down that gym in his hoodie.
What was it? Did you see the Big Three tweeted at him?
Oh, no.
Because people.
Oh, no.
People were. There's that thing that said, like, comment the player you want.
Oh, yeah. I took a picture of that because Tyler Zeller was on there.
I was going nuts and saying, like, Melo.
Bro, do you know who Marshall Henderson is?
No.
He went
to
Ole Miss.
You commented on there.
He needs to play there.
You know who needs to play there?
Who?
Jimmer.
No, but
4 point,
Jimmer still got a dream.
4 point bonanzas.
Yeah, that would be fun. But Marshall Henderson, dude, if he makes this,
he got a lot of people. I was
looking at
the comments.
You'll watch. Go look up when you get home. Go look up on Pornbot your Marshall Henderson highlights. I don't know. Do I bleep that? I don't know.
Yeah,
we're referring to Chase's computer.
Porn is an art.
We're referring to Chase's computer, if you guys aren't aware of that.
It doesn't work very well. So they call it Pornbot, and you can put two and two together.
But yeah, go look up Marshall Henderson highlights. He was something at Ole Miss.
But they tweeted at Melo, and they're like, listen, we'd be happy to have Melo, but we think he still has got a shot in the league. And I was like, no, keep. Go
I mean,
the Big Three.
He could, to be realistic, he could play in the NBA.
Yeah.
He could have made his role on the Rockets. The Rockets need him right now, but I don't know, his ego got hurt. And
his plus minus was hurt too.
If he can just, I know he's not efficient, but if he could just make threes, like if he just turns into Kyle Korver or Joe Ingles or just somebody that chucks and he can make them, he's going to be in the league.
I feel like
but if he's not going to make shots, then
that's the one thing that I didn't understand with him. He was missing wide open shots. He was taking stupid
not
shots.
Efficient.
His plus minus was like he was like minus 10 whenever he was on the court. Like it's what are you supposed to do with that? Like, oh hey, Melo's backing down and shooting another
Bulls.
Contested mid range jumper. Exactly. Should have played for the Bulls.
I bet you the Bulls are glad they didn't get him.
Yeah.
Because oh man, that would have been cool though to see him on the Bulls with D Rose and Noah and stuff.
Thibodeau would have played his ass 40 minutes.
Yeah, into the ground. He definitely wouldn't be in the league then.
Yeah, he'd be done. He would be in the Big Three by now.
Now we get to Warriors talk. This is the real stuff. DeMarcus Cousins, baby. He's
what
back.
An animal.
He's back. DeMarcus Cousins, he played 15 minutes and he fouled out in his first game. He scored 14 points, had 6 rebounds. Did you see his dunk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I showed that. I was at work. I showed that to people I was working with. They were just speechless. They were like, oh, my God, everyone's screwed.
Did you see his first shot before that, though? He shot it and hit under the hoop.
Nice.
Like, he was
gotta
contested.
Got to get that one out of the way.
He just threw it up and hit under the basket.
Got to get that one out of the way. But
that dunk was ferocious,
though.
Oh,
it was so cool. And
you know what's not funny? The snake things. That's not funny anymore.
What do you mean?
NBA Twitter. They go nuts on, like, oh, look, it's the Golden State starting five, and it has, like, KD and Cousins as a snake. Like, you guys think you're funny?
Yeah.
It's not funny. That's not original.
That's why KD's leaving, because he doesn't like the snake jokes.
He's going to be a snake no matter where he goes. Wherever he slithers, he's going to be considered a snake. But it's not a funny joke anymore. Just like the Ben Simmons Rookie of the Year. Who's going to win Rookie of the Year? I honestly want to see what the fans think. And then, like,
oh, it's going to be Ben Simmons again. I'm so funny. I made the same joke that so did Bob from Wisconsin made.
Are you okay?
Go on there. And
you
look
got
at
it
that.
Out.
Look at that.
I see it just as much as you.
Me off.
I know.
Hey, guess who else won a rookie of the year, not their first year?
Blake Griffin.
Over who? John Wall.
John Wall, yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? Nobody freaking makes Blake Griffin jokes nowadays.
Yeah, NBA Twitter wasn't around then. Or wasn't as prominent, I guess.
Yeah, the 12-year-olds think it's funny. All right, keep going.
Did you watch it? How's it look? How do you think it looks?
I think he looks amazing.
Yeah.
For not playing for a year.
With the Warriors.
Guess who? Yeah, Gordon Hayward didn't play for a year, and he's still struggling to get back.
Yeah.
Not many bright spots for Hayward, but look at Cousins. Cousins is killing it.
Yeah, right away.
He's also going for a contract.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if he can, hopefully he doesn't foul out, but... What are you doing? What are you looking at?
Nothing. Keep talking.
I think he's going to be good for this team. Quit playing around with my thing.
I'm turning you up.
Turning me up?
Yeah.
Am I quiet tonight?
A little. We're both quiet,
Start
I think.
Start pissing me off.
But yeah, it looks good. And then the death lineup they saw, I didn't put this in your
book. I think this is amazing. I think this is going to be, we're going to look back on this and be like, that was cool as hell.
Maybe. A lot of people are going to hate it.
Okay. I hate the fact that LeBron started a super team.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much pro everything at this point. I want to see how everything works. Like if KD went to the Lakers or something, I'd be like, all right, let's see what happens. I just want to see how everything works out. I don't hate on anything, but
no.
Obviously 90% of the NBA hates this. But I think it looked really cool. But
that was the first time they had 5 All-Stars start in a lineup since the 1975 Celtics.
Yeah, when there was 8 teams in the league. Mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty crazy. But they said the death lineup was like plus 35. It's only played like 15 minutes or something like that.
That's
18
amazing.
Minutes. But they're plus 35.
I think this is cool as hell.
Yeah.
It's like watching Team USA basketball.
They were beating the Lakers by like 40. I was like,
that's
holy
amazing.
Crap. And Cousins had like 8 points.
And now we got freaking Clay going nuts.
Yeah, Clay 10 for 10 to start the game, set an
like
NBA
that
record.
I set
yeah,
you up
that was
that.
Great. made 10 threes in a row to start the game. That's an NBA record. It seems like every time Clay goes berserk, it's some sort of record.
Yeah. Most points in a quarter.
Yeah.
Most 3 points in a playoff game.
Most 3-pointers all time.
Yeah.
Now it's most 3 points in a row. He went 10 for 10.
Most 3-pointers without a dribble. Why is it a thing now?
Because he doesn't dribble.
Every time he makes a three, they have like the little dribble.
Because
this
shit's
the
crazy, man. He doesn't dribble, and he's putting up 45.
Guess what? We'd be doing at the rec if you gave me some wide open passes. I'd be breaking Clay's records easy.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. It really is crazy, though, because it's just catch and shoot, or it's one dribble shoot, or, yeah, it's nuts. But, yeah, they beat the Lakers 130-111 on MLK Day. Cousins had 8 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 21 points, or 21 minutes. They were scary. They look scary.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till they're all 100%.
And we're going to get rid of this. Last thing before we get into my favorite time of the week. It's the one-year anniversary today, Tuesday, January, 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of Kobe putting up 81.
Amazing feat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how many threes he made?
4?
7.
Damn. And he still scored 81?
Steph Curry makes 7 threes every Tuesday. And he put up 81. He had 55 in the second half.
Damn. That's impressive.
That's insane.
He would have got 100 if Phil didn't bench his ass.
Yeah, guarded by Jalen Rose.
Yeah, how you like that one, Jalen?
Did you see the tweet he put out? He tweeted the Jalen versus everybody clip of him saying Kobe ordering that drink and saying he wants 81 olives. You haven't seen that one?
No.
You guys will go watch that one. That one's pretty funny. All right. It's time. It's time. What time is it, Luke?
Name that scrub, man.
It's time for Name That Scrub. Name That Scrub.
I got 2 right so far.
2 for 15.
That's right, big dogs.
2 for 15. 2 review.
I got a podcast, baby.
Week 1, we have Sterling Brown on the Bucks. Week 5. Week 5, we have Yogi Ferrell.
Took us a month, but I got back.
Yogi Ferrell on the Kings. The only reason he knew that was because he's on their. His my player's on the Kings team. All right, are you ready, Chase?
I can't wait.
All right, first things first. I don't have their information up, but I've noticed that hasn't been helping you. So
no,
we'll go with this. Damian Dotson.
No idea.
Come on, man, Damian Dotson. I'll give you lifelines.
What the hell's my lifeline? That sack of shit over there. Luke doesn't know anything.
You can ask me. What can you ask me? You can ask me what conference they're in.
Who's he playing?
You can
for?
Ask me how many wins they have. Ooh, that's a good one.
Ask me how many wins.
Or what's the third one?
Never
be?
Mind.
What's the third one be?
What team he plays for?
No, I'm not giving you the team, big dog.
What's his favorite color?
What's his favorite? All right, we can do that one. How many wins they have? What conference they're in? Or what's his favorite color?
What conference?
They're in the East.
Indiana. Final answer.
Wrong.
Wrong. He plays for the Knicks. He should have asked for the wins.
Damn it. Yeah.
He plays for the Knicks. 2 for 16. All right.
Why do
next
we
got
to keep doing the numbers?
Next one. Next
the
one.
Numbers are throwing me off.
You can't use the conference anymore. That one's out of the out
okay,
of the picture.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right. You might know this one.
Okay.
Jake Layman.
Oh, shit. I do know this one. Is it, what was it? Okay.
You still, you could still ask me how many wins they have.
What's his favorite color?
I don't Blue.
Okay. All right. Detroit. Final answer.
Wrong.
He's not on a blue team. I don't know if that, if that's what you based your.
No. Was it wrong?
Jake Layman is on the Portland Trailblazers.
Damn it. Who am I thinking of? Oh, I was thinking of John Luer.
I think he plays, wrong white guy.
I think he, yeah. There's only three of them in the damn league.
Wrong white guy, Jake Layman.
Two of them are European.
Jake Layman plays for the Blazers.
Wrong white guy. Shit, I did know that one.
Last but not least, Langston Galloway.
He's a point guard, right?
Yeah, he's a guard. He's played both
win
spots.
Win totals.
You want to know their wins? All right, hold on. I got my NFL standings pulled up here. I don't know why. I guess I did that on accident.
It's either the Knicks or the Pelicans.
Let's see. They have 20 wins.
Is it, the Pelicans are better than that, aren't they? What? Oh, shit. Langston Galloway.
Langston Galloway. He's been on a few teams. He was on the Pelicans, I'll tell you that. He's not anymore.
Well, then I'm fudged.
What else did you say?
I thought he was on maybe the Knicks.
He was on the Knicks. He's not anymore.
So I got all his damn, I got his social security number, but I don't know what it. Son of a bitch.
20 wins. Think about it. Middle of the pack teams.
The Kings. I don't want to get this one.
They are obviously not in a playoff spot.
He's not Charlotte. He's shit.
Langston Galloway.
It's not Raymond Felton because he's on the Thunder.
Yes. That
it is a fact.
That janitor is on the Thunder.
He's chunky.
Yeah,
chunky man.
To say the least.
Is it the Heat? Final answer.
Wrong.
He plays, what's the last team you said? The Detroit Pistons.
Does
he plays for the Detroit Pistons.
I got
Langston
that.
Galloway. Another 0 for 3 week. Chalk it up. What do we got? 2 for 18. 2 for 18. That's it for this week on Name That Scrub. Some breaking news. Woj just tweeted that Conley and Gasol are on the trade block.
Oh, good stuff.
So
that changes. That makes the trade situation for the NBA a lot cooler. I can't wait for that. Ooh.
That could be something.
That gave me goosebumps. I like that shit.
All right. Final thoughts. Do you have one?
I do.
Yes, you have one. What do I have? What do I have here? I don't have one. All right.
You
so
don't
go
have
ahead.
One?
No. Well, okay. Yeah, I do. Because I have two football ones. So I'll use one now.
Okay.
I think pretty much everybody's seen this, but I'm just going to reiterate it. Tom Brady has more Super Bowl appearances than any other NFL franchise. Tom
Brady
has
it
himself. And he has been to more Super Bowls than all of these franchises combined. The Bears, the Browns, the Bucks, the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Jaguars, Lions, Titans, Texans, Jets, and Saints. Combine all those, Tom Brady's been more to more Super Bowls than them.
And I was the one called a dumbass when I said he was the greatest of all time.
Nobody said that.
People in the comments section did.
All right, well,
they were mean.
I wasn't mean to you.
They were mean to me.
Got a 9th Super Bowl for the big dog. He's the real big dog. He's the big goat. That's what he is.
He's a goat.
He's the big goat.
I'm the big dog. He's a goat.
All right, let's hear your final. Should I get out of the way for this? Are you going to get animated?
No, I'm not getting animated. That's not. That's for a different one.
Oh. Not good enough.
The
for my
Oscar
podcast.
Nominations for Best Picture came out. I don't know if you knew this.
It's going to be a promo.
No.
Oh.
The nominations were Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice. Let me tell you all right now, Black Panther should not be in that list.
Why?
It shouldn't. It was a great film, but Eighth Grade, I don't know, you definitely have not seen that. Unbelievable movie. Definitely should have got the nod over it.
They screw this up every year, though.
Eighth Grade was an unbelievable movie. I don't know why. And then also, The Death of Stalin should have easily gotten over Black Panther.
Black Panther's the culture aspect.
And I think that's stupid.
And the impact.
I think Eighth Grade could have easily got that nomination for it. That movie was unbelievable. Made me feel uncomfortable, but it was a great movie. Heartfelt. And then The Death of Stalin was one of the funniest comedies for like a history major, I guess. I loved it. I absolutely loved that movie. And it was a great comedy. You don't get that nowadays. Everybody was talking about Holmes and Watson, but The Death of Stalin was freaking hilarious. Black Panther got the nod over it. I just thought that was stupid, man. And if I had to pick one movie to win it out of all these, I'm picking A Star Is Born. Have you seen
would.
That movie?
No, I haven't
like,
seen
God,
it.
Dude. That's a good movie.
I need to see it. I want
to
see it.
In the shallow.
All right. Spread the word.
Yeah, spread it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.